This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. The structure of a commission charged primarily with regulating public utilities in New Mexico is on the ballot this fall as voters weigh Constitutional Amendment 1. It would see the Public Regulation Commission turn from an elected body to one made up of appointed commissioners. I dug into how some of the disagreements around the measure reflect differing views on what qualities a commissioner should have and what their priorities should be. The PRC regulates the companies that provide the public with utility services. All of the companies are monopolies, in part because they require so much infrastructure. PRC Commissioner Cynthia Hall describes the group's work this way.
If you think of your bills that you get at the end of the month, the rates they charge are regulated by us. We stand in the place of competition. The monopolies can't raise their prices without our permission. We're like a mini court system.
Since its inception in 1996, the commission has been made up of five members, each elected to represent a district of the state for a four-year term. New Mexico is one of only 12 states that elects its Utility Regulation Commission. The constitutional amendment would change that, doing away with the districts and having the governor appoint three commissioners from a list of nominees made by a bipartisan legislative committee. They would then need to be confirmed by the state Senate before serving a six-year term. One of the arguments over the amendment is about whether commissioners should be subject matter experts with statewide interests in mind or advocates for their own districts.
People that live out in rural New Mexico, the farmers, the sheep herders, they should have that right to choose their own representative.
PRC Commissioner Teresa Vicente Aguilar, a Democrat who represents the rural Northwest District of the state, opposes the amendment. She says her life experience and relationships make her better able to advocate for the utility needs of her constituents. She's Diné and grew up on the Navajo Nation.
In a one-room hogan, no electricity, no telephone, no running water. As a child, I saw the shortcomings. It was a battle. I said I wanted to reach the office that's going to answer to my people.
Democratic Commissioner Cynthia Hall, who's running for re-election to represent the district that comprises most of Albuquerque, is the only commissioner who's publicly supporting the amendment right now. She favors appointed commissioners with no districts.
I consider everybody in the state as my constituents. Our duty is to everybody in the state because the utilities that we regulate operate across the state.
Hall argues that expertise in things like the law, economics, and engineering is more important than regional affiliation. She's concerned that the commission has been used as a political stepping stone.
The job became a magnet for people who were good at getting elected. You had people making decisions who really didn't know what they were doing.
Back in 2012, voters approved a measure to increase the minimum qualifications for commissioners and add a continuing education requirement. But Republican Senator Bill Payne, who co-sponsored last year's bill to put this amendment on the ballot, says those previous changes were insufficient.
The qualifications aren't particularly meaningful, and the continuing education is whatever the commissioners decided is. So it can be a lot or it can be nothing.
He says the nominating and appointing process would make for a more competent panel. Commissioner Hall says the election process also deters some qualified individuals from serving.
I have talked to numerous people to try to encourage them to run, and they just don't want to run for public office. So we're not tapping an important pool of talent and knowledge in our state.
Commissioner Vicente Aguilar, who opposes the amendment, argues that the PRC does not lack expertise.
We have talented, professional, expert staff on board. And when we make the final decision, we always have our constituents in mind. That's the important point when it comes to appointed versus elected.
Nonpartisan public policy advocacy organization Think New Mexico published a 2011 report on the PRC. The executive director said in an email that while appointed commissions, quote, tend to be somewhat more qualified, elected commissions, quote, tend to be more responsive to consumers' needs and keep rates a bit lower, unquote. As New Mexico embarks on a 25-year transition to renewable energy and ratepayers face new economic hardships, PRC commissioners, whether elected or appointed, will play an important role in meeting the utility needs of the state. Early in-person voting begins Saturday, October 17th across New Mexico. The Secretary of State's office recommends mail-in ballots be sent by October 27th. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.